Dufferbet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to Dufferbet, WPL Radio.
Another week of crazy yet cracking games in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League. 8 goals in one game, the thrill of Bangoril in another, and just as big to come this weekend with a preview of TNS and Gap. So for sane, measured analysis of such a crazy weekend of games, there's only one man we can turn to, the voice of reason in the Welsh Premier League, Mark Jonah Jones. Jonah, what did you make of the weekend?
Tale of two halves, really, Mac. Friday evening, an 8-goal bonanza. Saturday, a 5-goal thriller. And then on Sunday, the defensive coaches had had enough of the joys of goals, and only one was scored in 3 games. TNS broke Newtown's heart with 7 minutes left. Sums up the opening song, Mac. Crazy. This league is so hard to predict, and it's been hard to predict since August. You know, I don't think anybody can go through the 6 results and try and pick them every week. It's getting that tough to predict.
Well, we'll start looking back at Druids and Bala first. We've already marked down Bala's second half side this season, haven't we? But they still couldn't get a victory at the end.
They couldn't, Mac. I really don't know with Bala. They've started scoring regularly. They've notched 2 against Alloa, 3 the week later. They scored 4 against Kevin Druids. So, you know, that's 9 in their last 3. And they haven't collected a win in that time. That's got to be frustrating for Colin. You know, he's built Bala's success on being defensively strong. But at present, they just can't get over the line to secure victories, which they were used to getting.
And what of Druids in that game, Jonah?
You can't underestimate, right, what a comeback like that does for a changing room. Confidence. Is it the point of the season for Kevin Druids so far? Definitely the point of the season. And it just shows a belief into the changing rooms that you're never beaten. A massive point for the Druids. And like I said, it was definitely 2 points drop for Bala.
Well, it's never a dull moment when Bangor and Rill plays it. 5 goals, Rill's gaffer sent to the stands. We'll talk about all that in a second. But first, let's get the vision of Bangor goalscorer Daniel Nardello and Rill's wonderful goalscorer Rio Amari on that game.
I think we dominated the first half, I'm honest. Felt like we did playing in it. I should have scored, or maybe, I didn't know Rodders was to the left of me. We could have gone 1-0 up, but 2 bad goals from our point of view. I think we dominated 90 minutes. I mean, even the second half, came out, scored early. Great finish from Rodders. And even before they went down to 10 men, I thought we were all over them. And I thought we said at half time, score the first goal, we'll win the game. And yeah, we deserved it.
Disappointed, to be fair. We were comfortable, the 2-0. The early goal killed us, obviously, but still comfortable. And the referees killed us. That was not a sending off. That literally just killed us. Straight away after that, conceded 2 and didn't help ourselves, to be fair, but they're a good team, and when you got a man short, it's really difficult. We made a couple of chances, but then again, just half chances.
First off, Jonah, Rill's first half performance. Controlled, deserved the lead. Amari goal was good, wasn't it?
Well, the game was itself, Mac, right, you know, Bangor v Rill, one of the games of the season. First of all, you know, I'm a neutral, right, and I'm seriously got to congratulate the players and managers. What a great game. It was a brilliant game, especially for us on Scorio. Big games, they can sometimes be a letdown. You know, look at last Monday's Man United and Liverpool. It's on the world stage. It didn't light the candle. You know, nothing happened. We have our TV game with a week, and they produced the goods for us. Lot good goals, talking points, a brilliant comeback. 2, you know, decent sets of fans behind the goals. They turned it into an old-fashioned derby. Really was, right? You know, well done to both clubs.
Of course, it all went Pete Tong from there, didn't it? I've seen some real faithful point the finger at the unfair decisions of the 2 yellow cards to Aaron Simpson. That's their opinion. Do you think any one of those yellow cards was unfair that led to the final red?
Straight away, Mac, Lee Evans, who was a ref in the game, I think he's one of the top refs in the league. He's a class ref. At the time, I thought it was a 50-50 decision. That's how difficult it is to get it 100% right at speed. We had a look quickly, myself and or in Tudor Jones, and we couldn't get a boy. But sometimes players and managers like myself forget how much pressure the first yellow, right? Sometimes the first yellows are silly. When you kick the ball away, when you argue with the ref, and they usually come early in the games. And too many times in big games, they cost you later on. Everybody focuses on the second yellow. A lot of the fans and managers and players forget the first yellow. And I think that has to be drummed back into players, right? Silly yellows, first yellows, often cost you reds, where the second yellow has to be given.
And then, of course, Niall McGuinness sent to the stands. There was a bloke behind him who had a bag of chips, Bangor fan, I think, didn't share them with him. I thought that was a bit unfair. But in all seriousness, Jonah, how do you handle it when it doesn't feel like you're getting the rub of the green on the pitch or off the pitch?
We all have different emotions, Mark. Some shout, some are quiet. Being on a touchline as a number one in a derby is very emotional. Young Niall will learn. His players need him to be in a dugout. You know, he won't be the last manager to see red, but he really doesn't want to make it a habit. You know, you just have to deal with the situation and try not to get sent off. Like I said, I as a manager, I was sent off once, maybe twice over 12 or 15 years. But after the game, you feel as if, oh, I've let the players down. So he'll understand that, Niall. He won't want to get sent off again. But like I said, we're all emotional characters and we all make mistakes at times in our life.
So, Nomads drew with Met, of course. We now have 6 points between the top three and Bala. Then they're crammed in like tadpoles in a jam jar. Just 3 points separate Bala and Abba, who are last but one. Airbus and Carmarthen in that mix. They played out a one-all draw. Here's the wingmaker's gaffer, Andy Thomas.
Keeper's pulled off some good saves. We should have killed the game off. One mistake has cost us a draw. We're the only team that wanted to win. We've dominated the game for 90 minutes. They've just come to try and get a point and come to win a game, and we've dominated. One mistake, our captain, Paul, he's been brilliant all season. It's just one of them. He's held his hands up. Nothing we can do. We just prepare now for the next game.
Jonah, would it be fair to say there are only 3 places left in the top 6 up for grabs now, because Bangor, TNS and Gap are so far ahead?
Maybe the 3rd place is still open. And I think Andy Legg will understand, you know, what I mean by that, because, you know, 6 points can be et up in a couple of weeks, especially if there's midweek fictures as well. I think Gap Connors-Keel will do enough to take 2nd. I wouldn't say the top 3 is all over. 1st and 2nd, maybe. Bangor will think they can catch Gap Connors-Keel, no doubt about that. So, no, I wouldn't say the top 1 may be over, Mark. And I think everybody will think that with a 12-point lead and a 30-goal lead. But I think there's still room for the team to get some consistency. 3 wins in a row at this stage, it'd be absolutely priceless. And it would make you charge at the table. So I don't think 2nd and 3rd are over yet.
And below them, of course, a couple of clubs now becoming draw specialists in a way. We've talked about Bala. Llandudno and Airbus have picked up quite a few draws. But in a league where arguably anybody can be anybody except for TNS, is it playing with fire just to go for the draw, just to get the draw? A draw's going to be enough to get you in the top 6 this time.
Put it this way, I wouldn't want to be in the bottom 6, Mark, in a league like this, with relegation most probably going to happen to 2 clubs, right? It's an absolute, you know, real struggle this season. You're looking at the league I got in front of me again, and it almost frightens me. Bala, 15 points in 4th place, and Airbus, 12 points in 11th place. So you say sometimes a point might not be enough. The way it's going, one point could be gold. Every point is at priceless at the moment. But I must reiterate that 3 wins in a row, like Rill did early on in the season, like Cardiff Met did early on in the season, they at this present moment could guarantee you top 6. So that's what every manager would be looking for, a purple patch.
I just want to say on the subject of Bala, actually, it's November soon, the month where men and women, we're not here to judge, grow facial hair for charity to raise money for Movember. Now, Mark Connolly's taken up the challenge at Bala, and you can sponsor him, and you should sponsor him. Go to Bala's Twitter page and click on the link of how to do that, or if you've got a very good memory and a very good pen, write this down, this web address. It's a bit awkward. It's http... /mobro.co. mobro.co, I think that is, and then /1335589. Play that back several times and you'll get it eventually, or just go on the Ballot Twitter page and click on the link and give Mark as much as you can for him making a fool of himself throughout November by growing some stupid facial hair. And if there's any other Welsh Premier League peeps out there doing Movember, well, get in touch, we'll give you a plug too. Well, competition time now, two very interesting ones. We'll stick with Bala. I seem to be doing all the church notices for Bala this week. They've got a chance for you to win a free hour on two-thirds of that Mice Tegid 3G surface. All you have to do, get over to Twitter, to the Ballatown Twitter account, look for the tweet that they've written about winning that competition of an hour on two-thirds of the surface and retweet it. Simple as that, and they'll let you know if you're successful. It's got stag do written all over it for me, that one. And now, congratulations to Barry Town, to TNS, to Gap. As we record this podcast, Carmarthen and Newtown yet to play, so we'll see how that one goes. But all of those sides are in the semi-finals of the Nathaniel MG Cup, and we've got a great competition for you to get involved. Now, if you were at one of those games and you took a selfie, who doesn't these days, send that picture at Nathaniel Cars on Twitter and hashtag it Fan of the Round, and you could win, get this, a month in an MG car. Yes, an MG car, yours, free, gratis and for nothing. I suppose you'll have to pay for petrol and stuff. For 1 month from Nathaniel Cars, if you took a selfie at one of the games or you take a selfie at the next set of games and you tweet it to at Nathaniel Cars with the hashtag Fan of the Round. All the best for both of them. Now, on to the games that are coming up this weekend. As ever, you can have a bet at davabet.com. That's where you can get the latest odds as well. First-time WPL customers get up to £30 refund on their first bet. Please gamble responsibly. And arguably, we start with the best game. We're going to start at the end. It's the game of the weekend for me at 3 p.m. on Sunday. The New Saints versus Gap Connors Quay. Now, is all the pressure on Gap here to prove that they're the ones that can take on TNS Jonah? Would a draw be enough to show that they can?
I think the Daffabet odds tell you, Mark, that Gap Connors Quay at 10-1 for the game and 9-2 for the draw will tell you that the bookmaker thinks Gap Connors Quay won't get anything from TNS. But if you said to Andy Morrison, you'll play TNS in your 13th game and still be undefeated, you would have snapped your hand off at the start of the season. They're defensively strong, they're physically strong. Maybe TNS's rotation and their movement could trouble Gap. But Morrison knows his team, if they got everything right, they could upset, you know, the Rolls Royce, which are TNS at the moment. You know, he'll put the belief into him. He's a strong character. His team are built on strong characters. So Newtown almost proved that this Sunday. I keep saying, Darlington and Harrison knows, right? It's not going to be a cakewalk to the end of the season. They may have opened up a big lead, but to go through the season undefeated, mate, sometimes it's almost impossible. And Gap Connors Quay are the type of team who could upset them on a one-off.
And let's go to the other side of the weekend for our next game. 7:45 Friday kickoff. Oh, they like a 7:45 Friday down the Rock these days. It's their turn again. How will this go, Jonah?
Dewey Griffiths' team talk will simply be this. If you beat Bangor tonight, you go above a team who are 7 places above us in the league. What an incentive. They could be 5th place if they win on Friday night. For Kevin Druids to say that, it is absolutely unbelievable. Bangor City will want to close the gap on Gap Connors Quay. They can close the gap on Gap Connors Quay, or they can go level with them if they get the victory on Friday evening. So that's the incentive Leggy will give to his boys. But very intriguing game. Very intriguing game, this. I'm sure Hughie Griffiths will have to have a game plan, because Bangor, when they're playing open football like they did in the second half Saturday, you know, they're a joy to watch and they get forward an awful lot. But I think if Hughie Griffiths gets his defensive qualities right and tries to hit Bangor on the break, you know, he could get a point from this. It's a tough game for both clubs. I think, like I said before, Leggy will want 3, Hughie will take 1.
This Saturday's score your game sees a resurgent Aberystwyth Town take on Airbus, who have drawn 3 out of their last 6.
Yeah, again, it's a great game. They both drew last week, Aberystwyth and Airbus. Airbus was supposed to have, you know, had 80% possession by all accounts, which doesn't count, I know, but they're supposed to have played well against Carmarthen, but they only ended up with a point. And Abba, I think they fought out a good, you know, a 0-0 end-to-end against Llandudno. So both of them, again, will be looking for 3 points. Aberystwyth currently on 13, Airbus on 12. You said earlier on, Mac, our points priceless, absolutely priceless. I think Airbus would be pleased with an away point, but Abba at home, they'll want three. And the 3 points could put them in the top six. And I said earlier on in the season, either of these clubs finishing the top six, and both managers, Andy Thomas and Matthew Bishop, would have done their job this season.
And then Carmarthen hosting Ballarat at 2:30 on a Saturday. The reverse of this fixture early in the season was a draw. Surprise, surprise. How will it go this weekend?
People may think Carmarthen haven't been doing much this season, but going into the 13th game, for them to win and be able to claim fourth spot, Hazelwood will he'd be as happy as Larry, and his players will. So that's their incentive. Ballarat's incentive is to go to Carmarthen and win, and hopefully put the pressure back on Bangor City for third spot. Every game means something. Every week at the moment. Carmarthen, you know, perhaps Hazel fancy his chances. He's got a decent set of players down there. Caton's got a decent set of players. So this could be a great game down at the Old Gold Saturday. If I were to have a shilling on it, it's my draw of the week again.
Newtown, oh yes, Newtown, bottom of the table at the moment. At home, they've only won once so far in the league there this season. They play Llandudno. Now, who's going to win this one, Jonah?
We don't usually say this, Mark, early as this in a season, right? But for Chris Hughes and Newtown, it's cup final time. Cup finals are going to come every week for them now already, for the simple reason they're 5 points adrift. I've stuck by Newtown because I think they've got a good set of players and they will climb out of it. But the little hill is becoming a small mountain at the moment. It's 5 points. That's two wins without anybody else getting any points. So this type of game now is a must-win for Newtown. Llandudno for Alan Morgan. Again, as I said about the last three or four teams, they could go into fourth position if they win this. So that will be job done for Alan Morgan at this stage of the season after 13 games. If he was in fourth place, he'd be very happy with that. But there's a pile of pressure now on Newtown. I think they can handle it. But what a big game this is for them. They wouldn't want to be any more than 5 points adrift at this stage. Bangor City were the last club to get out of jail a couple of seasons ago when Neville Powell's team, you know, they really performed a Houdini act after Christmas. But I don't think Chris Hughes will want to be put in that situation. So they need to start winning now, and what a time to start winning.
Then on Sunday, the Met hosting Rill. Sort of a tale of differing fortunes for these teams. Rill sort of sliding a bit as Met are on the rise. Who will win this one?
Mark, I think Christian Edwards. He may not be far off the manager of the month. If TNS weren't winning every game, I think they've done magnificent the last couple of weeks. You know, they've only suffered two defeats all season. They're in the goals four column again now. It's not many goals, you know, 12, 4 and 10 against, but they've really picked up since their start. You know, the questions were being asked whether the students were strong enough at the beginning, whether they were mentally tough enough, you know, whether they were a Welsh League team who may have come in a year too soon. But they've proven their worth, and I've heard off, like I said, a few people, they're a joy to watch the last couple of weeks, and they did well by all accounts again against Andy Morrison's Gap Corners Key last week. So this is going to be a tough game for Niall McGuinness and Rill after, you know, suffering them three goals in the second half at Bangor. They, you know, have they travelled well so far, Rill? I don't think they have travelled that well, and this is not the place you'll be wanting to go on a Sunday afternoon. You know, all the students are back, their fans will be back. I think there'll be 300 or 400 at the Kincoy campus in Cardiff. And, you know, I think the students will be favourites for this again. And that if they could win it, give them 17 points. And they also could be in fourth place. So all to play for the students. All to play for you know, Niall to get his Lily Whites back in the top six. Cardiff Met at evens. Rill 12-5. The draw 12-5. Even money Cardiff bet could be the bet of the weekend.
Well, we'll be talking about all of this next week. It will be very exciting, of course. Join us in about 7 days' time for the next podcast, and feel sorry for the person at Scorio this week who is absolutely relishing the fact that October ends, because we've seen so many great goals of the month. That poor person now has to put a shortlist together of all of those goals. And we'll be absolutely glad that October's over, because we've seen so many goals. We'll be back in 7 days with more of the same on iTunes, Audio Boom, and the Twitter sphere. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.